great honour for us to deliver this bag of soil, sacred soil, back to Southampton.
And I believe that Cunard was had an important involvement throughout World War One. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yes, a significant importance in World War One. We had 20 ships in service in the war. In fact, we lost. Yes, very significant in the war. Cunard Line itself lost 20 of her ships throughout the conflict. And, of course, the most significant of that was the Lusitania, with a loss of just under 1,200 lives off the Old Kinsale Head on the 7th of May 1915.
And what were the ships doing?
Well, they had met very various roles. They were troop ships, transporters, armed merchantmen, and I think they transported over 900,000 troops from this port alone.
So in terms of the logistics of getting the bag back, where was it on the trip back? Was it with you up on the bridge?
No, we collected the bag from Zeebrugge. Of course, myself and one or two senior officers went to Ypres to collect the bag. We brought it back to the ship, and from there we had it on display in our atrium area.
And did it get a lot of attention from passengers?
Very much so, yes. It's very well announced to all of our guests what was happening, and they were very interested to see the bag of soil being delivered here to Southampton via the Mary 2.
And getting to do the handover then today, it must have felt like a nice moment.
Actually, it was a very poignant moment. It was an honour. Most of my time I'm dealing with happy guests who are enjoying Queen Mary 2, but this, for me, was very poignant and very significant. It gave you time to really reflect on the bravery and the sacrifice that many men gave during that period.